It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
What I tried to describe to people is why this time will be different. And part of the reason this time will be different is because the President of the United States is deeply invested in making sure that this time is different.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. And today is Giving Tuesday. It's a day for giving thanks. And, you know, we
finally a day, huh?
We're talking about charity. And if you
want to
consider yourselves to be a charity,
Yes, that's right. Giving Tuesday.
Families, businesses, and community organizations and students around the world will come together for a common purpose of celebrating generosity and to give
and
back.
Help out. Give back.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
You heard the president yesterday. There was a full summit at the White House, and this was talking about the militarized culture within police departments. The White House also announced that it wants more police to wear cameras that capture their interactions with civilians. The cameras are a part of a $263 million spending package to help police departments improve their community relations. Meanwhile, the Attorney General, outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, was on the road yesterday, and he was at Ebenezer Church in Atlanta. A group of chanting protesters interrupted the speech by the U.S. Attorney General, and he was there to talk about his new rigorous standards for federal law enforcement. And some people became very upset and said, you know, enough with the meeting and the talking. You should be back in Washington getting something done. And he said it was okay. That's all right. There'll be a tendency for some people to condemn what we have seen, and we should not let them go unheard. And so he allowed them to have their peace, and they were escorted out, and they continued their protest outside of the church, saying no justice, no peace, and we have nothing to lose but our chains.
I don't get it. Eric Holder has been doing is trying to...
And people are just frustrated. I mean, even at the White House, there was, you know, there's enough of the meeting. We need to have something done. We've been, you know, meeting since 2 days after Michael Brown was killed. And so people, there's just a frustration level, you know, on the part of a lot of people.
I feel it, too. I feel you.
The Supreme Court yesterday heard a case asking about what are the limits on free speech in social media. There is a case in which a Pennsylvania man, sent to prison for posting on Facebook about killing his ex-wife and cutting the throat of an FBI agent who investigated the incident. And so this case goes back to 2010 when the man turned to his Facebook page after his wife moved out with their children, writing in rap-style music lyrics. He said, "There were 1,000 ways to kill you, and I'm not going to rest until your body is a mess, soaked in blood, and dying from all the little cuts."
Was he arrested?
He was arrested. He's imprisoned. But his attorney is taking this to the Supreme Court, talking about this was just free speech and something that he was talking about on his Facebook.
You're free to say what you want to say, even if you want to threaten somebody's life.
But you know what?
That's exactly the conversation.
If that had been a song, he'd be out right now.
And that's what they're saying. That's what his lawyer is saying, that it was just a matter of him having some writing some rap lyrics and on Facebook. And so this is going to be a very interesting case to see how this comes out.
Was he rapping to her?
Exactly. Yeah.
Had it been a real song, he probably wouldn't even done a day.
Mr. Justice, these are the exact questions that were being asked back and forth and answered back and forth before the Supreme Court yesterday. And so they have to take new media, social media, into account in all of this. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out.
I believe in free speech.
Yeah, we have to.
And you have to believe in free speech. If you speak and say, I'm going to kill you.
What are the consequences of your actions?
That's a threat.
It was about his ex-wife, John.
But he also protested, you know, had messages about killing an FBI agent. How about that?
You never had an ex-wife. So
okay.
So you get one.
No, and I never will.
You never will.
Okay,
have one.
All right.
You understand this man's pain. I mean, it was wrong, but it was his ex-wife.
But these are threats. These are threats.
And it's pretty rhymey, too. I mean,
You're a sick man.
All right, guys, you're riding.
Okay.
If you're riding with somebody.
Okay, be careful.
Be careful.
Yes.
Because if she's driving you, and that's normally the case, in her car, I'm just saying.
Enjoy these jokes when you get to work, all right?
Hold on to them.
Get the app. Get the app, and you can. And when you get to work, you can enjoy.
Those are your headlines.
What is that? That's all I'm
And he did go to prison.
He did, yeah. And he seems pretty happy right now. He's not with her.
Happiness is relative.
Yeah, it is.